Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Jess Hooker in studio, plus Josh's Bigfoot sound effects, and Tom does the joke of the day. But first, here's Donnie Baker.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Dear Donnie Baker, how do you get away with telling your boss to shut up right to his face? If I tried that, I'd get fired instantaneously. Thanks for your clarification. Signed, Jerry in Wichita. Yeah, Jerry. Are you sure you don't mean bitch at all? Because you sound just like a punk to me anyways. I swear to God you do. You're looking at the situation all wrong, man. I mean, telling these nameplates around here to shut up is exactly what gives me my job security anyways. Only guys who ever get fired are the quiet ones, the straight arrows, and the brown nosers. Guys like you, Jerry. You know, the only ones that management is pretty sure are such wussies they won't come back the next day dressed like Rambo with a smiley face carved into their forehead and waving a pair of Uzis. They wouldn't dare fire me because I'm too much of a badass. I swear to God I am, and everybody knows it. And if you don't wear a pink slip, you don't get a pink slip. It's just that simple. If you shoot your mouth off to management, Jerry, they can't be sure you won't shoot something else off at them. For all these douchebags around here know, man, I go home every day, put on a necklace of human ears and a pair of moccasins made from supervisor scrotums. I mean, you gotta keep them guessing, man.
You better get back to work, Doug.
And you better bite my bag, Mrs. Clay Aiken.
That's it, Donnie. I'm sick of you and your stupid jokes about me and a fine singer-performer like Clay Aiken. I'm going to see Dishman.
Hey, Randy, if I ever told you about my collection of crossbows, I just bought this really cool one on eBay over the weekend. It's called the Nut Piercer 3000. Maybe I'll bring it in and show you sometime right your face.
Just hurry and finish what you're doing so you can get back to work, please.
See what I mean, man? I mean, sure, my name might be under Randy's on Dishman's stupid flow chart, but in here, I run his ass like an Eskimo on a snowmobile. Same thing with them benefits. He has them, and I don't. But I still get medical, and I don't pay a dime for it. I swear to God I don't, man, because for the last 4 years, I've been porking Betty in human resources. Look it up, man. It's easy, man. I just scouted her out at the first Christmas party. She got drunk, puked, embarrassed her husband. He left her there, so I gave her a ride home. Now, man, every year around her birthday, we hook up. She gets a free ticket on the pork train, and I get my refills on Vicodin. I mean, sure, man, she's in her late 50s and pushing 220, but I just look at it as my copay. I still don't get dental, though, man, but I'm working on it. My back molars look like Indian corn. Got holes in them. I'm going to start gardening with that Mountain Dew. I swear to God, that stuff's way stronger than Listerine anyways. I got to go.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show.
I swear to God they don't.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin out of the hospital.
Yeah.
He's over there. You got a new song for us, I understand?
Ready to go, yeah. Okay, ready to go, boss. No,
feeling
certainly
right.
Ready to go, yes. Boss. Certainly had time enough to write.
Yeah, but apparently not time enough to time to iron that shirt. Let's see.
And you don't throw a fit, right, Pat?
That's right.
You need a chain. You need a gold chain there.
He has one. Chain. Yeah. He has one.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah.
Schmutz right there. Oh, yeah. What a good luck.
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever saint that is, he must be the saint of constant illness.
Lucifero, I think. What does that mean?
There's Ace.
It's Lucifero, huh?
That's Chick McGee. There's Josh. The ladies of the house now. We've added to the action with Jess Hooker.
Hello.
Over there in her... A sweater?
No. It's a shirt. It's a shirt.
Linen?
Just a linen long sleeve, yeah.
Felt?
That old canard.
Oh, there's Christy.
There's a problem with her shirt, though, right? Wasn't there a problem with it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the problem with your shirt?
I have shoulder nipples this morning, which is where your hanger pushes through the top of your shirt and creates these little
points.
Fabric nipples on the top.
Shoulder nipples.
And Tom had never heard that term.
No.
It's kind of like a genie weenie.
Like a genie weenie, yeah.
You ever seen the genie weenie?
What's the genie weenie?
Where you wear a pair of slacks, not jeans, and you sit down and it looks like...
Yeah.
Oh.
It just comes up. It's just
like
the fabric
slacks
folds.
Gather. Yeah. It looks like you've got...
The khaki boner. Kind
of. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a little more earthy,
Now, khaki boner was the name of Donnie Baker's tribute band, Yacht Rock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
khaki boner.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I have never heard shoulder nipples.
I bet you've never heard of chub rub either.
I have not.
That's where you buy a certain kind of fabric in your yoga pants and they rub together and they start to pill where your thighs rub together when you walk.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Chub rub. Okay.
It's shiny down there.
Then you get a clothes shaver.
Yep.
And it'll change your life.
Yeah. One of those. Where'd
a
you get
a clothes shaver?
I have an amazing one I got on Amazon.
Okay.
What's a clothes shaver?
Your clothes?
Yeah, you shave the pills off of them.
They look brand new.
Yeah.
Now, certainly there's
that.
Not like a blade involved.
Certainly there is.
It's three
absolutely.
Blades.
Of course. And it gathers up into the little compartment.
And you can use that on wool?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You shave your clothes? I'm blown.
Yeah, you can plug it in. It almost looks like a little steamer, a handheld steamer, and you just rub it.
Oh, I got to have one of those.
Well, speaking of shaving... And that kind of thing.
Yes.
I was at a horror hound weekend over the
year. And I went with Josh. We had a blast. Yeah, yeah. Did we publish the pictures?
I believe so.
I got my picture taken with a guy dressed as the Peter Boyle young Frankenstein. Great guy. Great costume.
Yeah, terrific.
So cool.
Do you have your mouth open?
Yeah, he looks like he's
I did my
shocked.
Standard. That's my standard pose. It's called branding.
Well, is that what it is?
I always look like I have no idea my picture's being taken on purpose. It's very funny.
Well, Tom, the exhibit that we did not see, that you and I did not visit, was just across the way, and it was fact or fiction. It was all about Bigfoot and cryptozoology. And so I went over there the next time I visited, and I got a new toy.
What'd you get?
There was a man selling Bigfoot stuff.
Yeah?
And he actually was selling these little, you know, my, of course, I've got my sound machine here with me.
Of course.
Whatever.
Yeah. That
thing.
Right?
Well, this one.
It's become gold.
Is my emergency Bigfoot sound machine.
Oh!
So if I'm ever in the woods and I need to attract a Bigfoot.
Yes.
I can.
It's like a
it's
duck
got
call. But
four Sasquatch sounds.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the howl.
Okay.
So
Bigfoot has to be within 3 feet of you to hear.
Maybe, yeah. It'll attract.
Not really a big speaker.
This just kind of sniffing around, checking out his environment.
Or is he having sex?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Might be a mating call.
This one, if I let's say I were to walk up to Bigfoot and kick him in the shin.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't care for that. No.
Yeah.
And then this one, I don't know.
Well, he just woke him up.
Seems like thoughtful Bigfoot.
Yeah, maybe he's a little sad.
He woke him up.
Wistful. Or maybe he's taking a dump.
Let's just go around the room. I'd like to guess the price of that.
All right.
I'm going to guess.
I spent real money on this.
Now, this was at the Horror Hound, though.
I'm going to guess $4.99.
Okay.
I'm going to go $9.99.
All right.
I'll go $15.
Oh. No one's that stupid.
I'm going $12.99.
I'm going $19.99.
Okay.
Nobody would
One of you that. Nailed it. Christy got it exactly right. It was $9.99.
$9.99.
And like a big shot, I just said, here's the 10. And I
keep
walked
the
away.
Pen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Tip like Sinatra.
So you duked the guy?
Yes.
Hey, keep the nickel.
It was a
Benny.
How many of those did he sell?
I don't know. There were only two available, so I'm maybe they were the last two.
Yeah.
Or maybe when I walked away, he put out a second.
Were there other sound machines?
No, no. When you walked away.
The Miami sound machine.
When you walked away, he did this.
We have a sucker in the building.
No, why would he do that? He wants it to sell to other people.
Oh, just terrific.
There goes a well-informed individual. He might have said that.
So I got to carry this around with me now in case I'm ever in the woods and want to.
Did he have other Bigfoot stuff?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
what else?
Yeah.
What else?
Knocking sticks.
Oh, what are knocking sticks?
That's one of the ways that Sasquatch communicates is by knocking on trees with big sticks.
Gotcha.
Remember Bobcat Goldthwait put that movie out about Bigfoot, and that's one of the big, that's how you call them.
Yeah, they knock.
They don't like that.
They'll come and stop you.
They will. They will stop
Bigfoot
you.
Bigfoot will like, hey, knock it off with the sticks already. Yeah. That's what they do.
Well, you want to stop that knocking?
Jess Hooker has joined us. We're going to drill deep today into what topic?
We're going to talk about more funny restaurant names.
Oh,
because we have the one in Madison that is
the Faux King.
Pause. Good.
Yep.
It's a little bit controversial.
Shouldn't be. It's funny.
there's an issue.
Just words.
I get it. Yeah.
Okay. Now today's
children bursting.
What is today? Now switch with the boss day. What's it called?
Exchange day.
Yeah,
boss employee exchange day.
Switch seats.
And we really don't know exactly what that means. We don't know if it's exchange gifts.
Would it be okay for Josh to come over there and sit where you sit, Tom?
And you sit where Josh sits?
It's not at all okay.
No.
Not at all.
No, it's not going to happen.
Because I do it every day when you're not here.
Yeah, you know we all go over there and wipe your mic on our groin. And really fart it up. Yeah.
It's also Teddy Bear Day today.
Fill your seat up with our farts.
Oh, God. Stop it.
I have the cameras going 24/7. I know what happens.
I see.
It'll be reflected.
I bet you do spy on us.
Well, you know who thinks what we do is very funny? The guy who runs the cameras.
Yes.
He happily shuts them off or splices in old footage.
Enjoys our work.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to switch places. Okay, I'll try switching with Ace.
Ace Coffee.
Oh, is this a joke?
Here he comes.
This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Why did the barber win the race?
He won by a hair.
No, you idiot.
Why?
He took a shortcut.
Chicks was also good.
Yeah, Chicks may have been better.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the setup
is Cosby.
Is this a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Did you hear about the barber that came in first at the race?
No.
He won by a hair. I did it for you.
Oh!
Well,
Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
What about the barber that came in first?
Wait a minute.
There'll be hell to pay.
To pay.
Hell to pay.
I'm going home.
Didn't even get the setup in. What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches? A nervous wreck.
Oh, I like it. A nervous wreck.
Okay. I can see what you're up against, Ace. Tough crowd.
Tough room. Yes, it's the crowd's fault. That's right.
Okay.
Ace Cosby.
Oh, come on.
What is this, a joke? Stop. Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
What did one toilet say to the other toilet?
You look flush?
There you go. Something has to be in there about it. Are you feeling?
Here's just exchanging.
Are you sick?
Oh.
You look a little flush.
Yes.
He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking?
This is
a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
What do you call bears with no ears?
Bah. Because the ear.
It's a spelling joke. You know how funny
that's more funny if you're reading it.
Yeah.
More of a text.
I like it.
But that kind of goes with our Teddy Bear Day, because it is Teddy Bear Day.
These are Bazooka Joe jokes.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Well, Bazooka Joe turned these down.
Yes. These are the free ones that he turned down.
Do you own a teddy bear, Christy?
Boy.
When you were a kid,
know.
Did you have like a binky or a blanket or a blankie?
I had a koala, which isn't a bear, but I had a koala.
Oh, okay.
That was my thing.
Josh?
Still have that.
No. I had pound puppies when I was a kid. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Is that some kind of cake?
I do, yeah.
Is that some kind
of cake? Did you grow up, like, get older, and then start pounding them?
Yes. Those were the...
Boy, this puppy looks like he's taking a pound.
Good. Yeah. Were they sad-looking little puppies?
Yeah,
they were afterward.
Yeah.
What the hell did I do? This wasn't in the manual.
Did you have a teddy bear growing up?
I know I had lots of puppets.
You had puppets, that's right.
Hand puppets, marionettes, right. Ventriloquist dummies.
You didn't sleep with them, did you?
Oh, they were
well.
No, because
they wanted the gig.
No.
And now the psychiatrist, you have us to
no,
puppet.
I did not have. I told you when I slept in my sister's room as soon as she went off to college because she's a lot older than I am. So I was.
And you made your room a storage room, right?
No, playroom/office.
There you go.
There was never a bed in my room after that.
Did Jenny have a lot of bears and stuffed animals?
Yeah, but I put those on her little shelf, and then I didn't have any clothes or anything. I just used her room, and then I had my room was my playroom/office.
Gotcha.
What kind of business did you do in the playroom/office?
Yeah, when you play, were you like
marionettes?
Put on shows with my puppets.
Yeah. So you cleaned out all your sister's stuff and then took the room.
No.
Mommy, what does Jenny have a shaky flashlight?
None of these things happened.
There's no ball in this. It's just a slit.
Fine.
Easy.
We're not being very nice to our boss on Boss Exchange.
These cause
flashlight.
This is a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
All right. What starts with a P, ends with an E, and has a million letters in it? Post office.
All right. Totally worth it.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I bet you can guess this one, Josh.
All right.
What kind of dog keeps the best time?
This
is an easy one.
Clock or spaniel?
Close, no. A watchdog.
A watchdog.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Like Clocker Spaniel.
So now they're not jokes, they're just discussion groups. All right. I can do that.
All righty. Christy Lee at the news desk. But before we get to that, we're going to dig deep into the names of restaurants, apparently.
Yeah,
what
we
have
are.
You got over there?
Walk This Way.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
W-O-K.
Yeah.
Walk This Way.
Walk This Way.
Asian food.
Faux Shizzle.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is it now?
Pho. I know you guys just said it's actually pronounced
pho. But that works. Pho shizzle.
Or
shizzle works.
Pho shizzle works,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead of for sure, it's a slang, Tom.
I'm hip with this.
You're hip with this. Okay.
I know the Snoop Dogg. I mean, this was happening, what? Is that kind of 20-year-old slang? Is the Izzle thing still happening?
Yeah, that's kind of out.
No, it's got its own little charm there, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, when the president starts using it, you know it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
many shizzles.
There's a lot of Izzles in a new Lizzo song.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lizzo's
huge.
Well, it rhymes with Izzo, so Lizzo shizzle.
She's very popular.
I'm well aware of that.
Oh, you like the Lizzo? Okay.
I don't know this Lizzo.
You don't? Mm-mm. Oh,
she is plus size woman that is a
singer, rapper,
extremely talented instrumentalist,
flutist. Yeah.
Yes. Lizzo. Really? I mean, but she's also a rapper.
Oh, here she is.
Is it the skin flute?
The bonophone?
None of the above.
Nope.
Dictaphone? Witless?
No, never mind.
That's fine.
She had the biggest crowd all summer at the Today Show's live music thing.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
She's in movie Hustlers or something coming up?
Oh, she's in that coming up? Yeah, about the strippers?
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez film.
That also features Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Briefly, apparently.
In spite of
the billing, I guess she's in it for just a couple of minutes.
Hmm. She was an actual stripper.
Yes.
Yes, so she knows what she's doing.
She knows how to twerk it.
Okay. Now,
I like the way you twerk it.
All right.
Have you seen the video for Anaconda?
Nikki. That's Nicki Minaj.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Who is retiring?
What is this, a joke?
Stop.
Are you joking?
Houston, Houston,
this is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
How do you shoot a killer bee?
I don't know. How?
With a BB gun.
Okay.
You asked me to do Ace's job. I can't tell these the way Ace does.
But
Ace
you're only supposed to do one joke.
I'm trying to find one that'll work.
You would tell me to leave. So you won't stop until one's really, really funny?
let it be the next
one. Okay, guys.
Okey-doke.
Laugh hard.
Ace looks like he's got one in the chamber.
Yeah,
okay,
he does.
Ace looks like
he does.
Hang his hang.
Ace Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Hey, Tom, you know how to fix a broken pizza?
No.
Use tomato paste.
See, Ace has the magic touch.
A broken pizza.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.